Radio, Statewide Drive. Well, are private regional patients needing surgery being displaced by public patients? 3AW is reporting thousands of private hospital patients can't get a bed because of a deal between the Andrews government and hospital operators to clear a backlog of public patients wanting surgery. Jane Griffiths is the CEO of the Australian Day Hospitals Association. Jane Griffiths, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Is this right, Jane Griffiths, that regional private patients are being displaced by public hospital patients needing surgery?
Well, what's happened is in most regional areas, both day hospitals, private day hospitals and private hospitals have been restricted to Category 1 or Category 2A procedures, which means emergency or very urgent procedures. But what's happened, particularly in Melbourne, is the large corporate hospitals, private corporate hospitals, have already had a viability agreement with the Victorian government, which allows them to operate on public patients. But what's been happening and what we've been made aware of is that some of these patients are having routine elective surgery, that is 2B or 3 category procedures. Now, this is not supposed to be happening. We received some information from the department today, but we're aware that it is. And two surgeons rang into Neil Mitchell's program yesterday stating that they'd received letters from the private hospitals to say that they would not be able to admit any patients for 2B or type 3 category
okay.
procedures.
So audiences don't usually talk in terms of 2B and type 3?
No.
If you could just explain to me if private patients needing surgery in the regions are being displaced by public patients.
Well, at the moment, that appears to be happening. It shouldn't be happening. But what we, as the day hospital sector, and we do have several hospitals in rural Victoria, that we could be assisting the overnight private hospitals by actually performing these procedures on patients with private health insurance, because the situation at the moment actually is devaluing the value of private health insurance for those patients that duly pay their premiums every year. So our suggestion to the Victorian State Government is that day hospitals are a very safe environment, they're controlled admissions, and that would be an excellent place to perform the majority of elective surgery, particularly things like cataract surgery, diagnostic endoscopy, skin lesions, things that are reasonably urgent but not classified as the one and two that I mentioned earlier.
What is the, I mean, the bottom line is then that regional private patients are paying their premiums and they're not getting what they signed up for?
Yes, that's right. Certainly at the moment. And certainly in other states that have had similar lockdown and pandemic experiences, like New South Wales, for example, there was no restriction on these patients for their procedures. And of course, the day hospitals are small facilities, so there's less risk for patients going into these hospitals. So we feel that we could play a very significant role in assisting the private sector and private patients having the procedures that they need, and they often need them because they're in pain or they're having difficulty seeing. So there's all sorts of reasons why these would be urgent as far as the patient's concerned, but they mightn't be categorised as urgent as far as the government's concerned.
And what sort of response have you had to that suggestion?
Not a good response yet. In fact, we're still waiting for the viability agreement for day hospitals in the private sector. The overnights have already got theirs, but we seem to have been left to last. We were supposed to have it a couple of weeks ago and we still haven't. You probably remember at the beginning of the pandemic, the federal government introduced the viability agreement, and there were two main objectives. One was to assist the public sector in the event of an outbreak, and the second was to ensure that we had a viable private health sector at the end of the pandemic, which also included a private day hospital sector.
So what do you say to patients who are told by their private hospital, I'm sorry, we have to cancel or postpone your surgery yet again because we are being overwhelmed with work from the public sector?
Well, it's very difficult. It's a very difficult situation to deal with, and I can certainly understand the patient's frustration. And we had a call yesterday, from one of the private health insurance groups to say that they were inundated with calls yesterday after hearing these two surgeons on the radio and couldn't understand why private patients would be displaced for public patients.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Nicole.